Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new you by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. Hope everybody is doing great today. So y'all, I hope you're not flexing your muscles, your biceps, your shoulders, and your traps on people just because you can. And let me say this about flexing your muscles. It's all good and great to flex your muscles, but make sure while you're flexing your biceps, your triceps, that you also flexing your mind muscle. Because if you're only flexing your muscles and not your mind muscle, it's going to do you no good in the end. Believe me, Coach James knows. Again, happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. So y'all, if you did not catch Monday's episode of the podcast, go check it out. It's called Words of Encouragement. If you're someone that's struggling today, right now, if you're someone that's got a lot going on and you just kind of want to throw in the towel, you want to give up, you want to say, the hell with this, beep, 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 go check that podcast out. It's very good for you. So y'all, way back when computers wasn't really a thing, not a thing, but they were a thing. My kids needed a computer for school. And me being the dad that I was so quick to go and find my kids what they needed so they can be successful at school or being on the internet, whatever they was going to do with it. I can't remember right now. But so I looked around and I didn't look too far. I checked a few places. This is when we didn't have Facebook Marketplace. We didn't have OfferUp. I'm dating myself, y'all. So just know that I'm dating myself. But we didn't have the fancy internet tools or anything like that to be able to go say, okay, I think I can make the best decision. It was just one of those things where someone's selling a computer, get the newspaper, you go look at it. It may be in a magazine. It may be wherever. But anyways, long story short, I ended up buying my kids a computer. And the guy who was adamant about the computer was great. Never had any issues with it. It's the best thing since sliced bread. Come pick it up. And so I paid a guy, and I can't remember what I paid him, but I brought the computer home. Well, kids excited, happy. We turn it on. Nothing happens. I take the battery out, turn it on again. Nothing happens. And I'm sitting there at this point. Now my heart's beating fast. Now I'm sweating. And now I'm questioning, did I buy a bad computer? And the third time, same thing happened. It never, ever turned on. At that moment, I realized I made a bad decision to buy a computer from a bad person. Now, I don't know if that person needed the money or what the deal was, but I knew in the moment that I made a bad decision and I got pranked. I brought something that wasn't legit. How many times do you make a decision without thinking about what's at stake? And because we live in a fast world, things just speed by us. Things just happen intentionally, unintentionally. Things just pop up, spur of the moment. So sometimes we got to make a quick decision. But we make decisions without questioning what's at stake. So what was at stake for me buying that computer for my kids? One, they wanted it for entertainment. Number two, they wanted it to have a computer to look on the internet. Number three, they wanted something they can put a CD or DVD in and watch a movie while we're on our trips. But I never thought about the big picture, that if I brought the bad computer, what was really at stake? How is it going to impact my kids? How is it going to impact my finances? How is it going to impact me trusting people in the future? And because that happened, I didn't trust anyone. So I saved up my money and brought my kids a brand new computer. Because then I really started to question what was at stake if I buy another bad computer. And today's episode is about just that. What's at stake? We make decisions without questioning what's at stake. We make in-the-moment decisions when things happen. Sometimes we're forced to make a quick decision. So there's not a lot of time. There's not a lot of time to analyze. There's not a lot of time to question. There's not a lot of time to do research. We just got to make a quick decision. But I'm here to tell you, yes, sometimes we have to make a quick decision, but there's nothing wrong with you saying, hold on, wait a minute. Let me just look at a few things and make sure I make the best decision that's going to benefit me, benefit my lifestyle, my environment, my loved ones, and so on and so on. It's okay to do that. But we make a decision, a quick decision, based on a temporary emotion or a feeling. And that's where we go wrong. We let our feelings get out in a way. We let our emotions impact the decision that we make. And when you let your feelings and your emotions get tied into anything, it becomes a tougher decision without thought. Because now your decision is running off of feelings. It's running off an emotion. So don't ever make a quick decision based on a temporary emotion or feeling. Think about it. Because you got to make the best decision. So what's at stake when we do that? When we make a quick decision based on a temporary emotion, what's at stake? Your status, stress, anxiety, depression, fear. Those things are all at stake. That's your status of your lifestyle. So you have to be very careful that you're not welcoming stress, that you're not welcoming more anxiety, because we all deal with anxiety, right? But you don't want to welcome any more anxiety than what you already have today. You don't want to definitely welcome depression, because we all know that depression could lead to suicidal thoughts or possible suicide. It's the world we live in today. So when you ask yourself, what's at stake? Your lifestyle's at stake. How you live is at stake. The things you have going in your life is at stake. Your environment is at stake. So remember that. When you make a decision, it could impact and influence your environment. Your loved ones are at stake. Right? A lot of us make a decision without even questioning how is it going to impact our loved ones. What is it going to do to them? How is it going to make them feel? And then how is it going to make them view you as an individual? I mean, not that that's the worst thing ever, because people are going to view you, they're going to judge you, they're going to say things about you no matter what. But the question is, your decision that you make is going to impact your loved ones. But to what effect? Because that's important, right? It's going to impact your income bracket. Yes, your income bracket. Some of us have it together. Some of us make really good money, and some of us is making really good money. But I'm here to tell you, one bad decision will lead you down the road to where the money you was making is no longer the same amount. Take, for example, Kobe Bryant. And I hate to bring up my man, but that's my main man right there. I even got a tattoo of Kobe Bryant, his Nike symbol, the Mamba. And then I got Black Mamba and his number 8 and then 24. I love Kobe Bryant. He was my idol. I looked up to him a lot because of his mindset and how he said things. But to bring it back, when Kobe Bryant made a decision to have sex with a woman outside of his marriage, it cost him a multi-million-dollar shoe deal. It cost him a lot more money than what he expected. So when I say a decision can impact your income bracket, it definitely can. It impacts your success. You could be successful today and not successful tomorrow. So when you make a quick decision, ask yourself, what's at stake? Are you willing to be stressed out? Are you willing to have more anxiety in your life? Or do you want depression? Do you like depression? I don't like depression. It's a horrible feeling. You know, when I was younger, y'all, I didn't think a lot. I didn't. My emotions was always high. And if you know me personally, I'm an emotion-ridden individual. I'm usually stemmed off emotions. I'm an emotional guy. If someone shares some sad news with me, I might cry with them. That's just how high my emotions always run. But because my emotions ran higher when I was younger, I would make decisions without thinking. And then after the fact, after it's done, I then look back like, wow. I remember one time I went and bought a new car. And buying a new car requires you putting a down payment down sometime, right? Well, I signed a contract and told him I'll get the down payment and I'm going to come back with money without having the money. I went right to my mom and I was like, hey, mom, I need $1,500. I just signed for a car. I just bought a new car. She looked at me like, so my money is your money now? Yeah, I guess so, mom. Just give me the money. But anyway, so I made a decision based on an emotion or feeling of wanting a brand new car. I went down there. I signed, agreed to put $1,500 down, which I didn't have. So I impacted my mom by making a quick decision without talking to her first. It was just so bad. But my mom, being a gracious and a loving person that she was, gave me the money. But what if she couldn't have been able to give me the money? Right? So, how do we think about a decision? How do we analyze a decision before we decide on what's the best decision for us? And I'll say this. We need to think without overthinking. That's simple. That's the hardest thing in the world to do, is to think. We all know that, right? It's a struggle to think. But at the same time, we have to learn to stop overthinking. We have to stay grounded. We have to keep our composure when we make a decision. Because when you don't stay grounded, you lose your composure. Now you're steamed off of emotion and feelings. But what are some things you can do to help you without overthinking? First of all, to anyone this, go find your identity. Who are you? What are you? What do you want in this world? Do you want peace, joy, happiness, love? Or do you want chaos, stress, anxiety, or depression? That's how you find your identity. What do you want? Out of those 8 choices I just called out, which one do you want? And whichever one you pick, option A or option B, you have now found your identity. And let's just be honest. Some people like stress. Some people like chaos. Some people like drama. Some people live for negativity. It's just the world we live in. Hello, world. right? But find your identity to help overthinking, or kind of cut back on the overthinking, right? Trust yourself. When you make a decision, just go with it. We had brought my wife this Ford Escort. Not a Ford Escort. What was it? It was a Ford. We brought it in 2013. It was Ford Focus. There you go. And someone had the bright idea, let's put a manual transmission in an automatic car. Great idea. Well, when you're driving the damn thing and you're giving it gas, it kind of was always sluggish. It kind of would never just take off. And so we took it to the dealership 2 times. And the guy says, hey, when you're driving the car, if you want to give it gas, just give it gas. Don't even think about it. Just go with it. Because when you do that, you make the transmission stutter. And when it stutters, it stalls. Congratulations, Ford. I really appreciate the car. It was great. But in that instance, I realized what he was saying is that when you're driving and you need to speed up, trust yourself. Just give it some gas and let it just go. Next, affirm your decision. Be comfortable with the decision you made. Yes, I've made this decision because of X, Y, and Z. Yes, I did that because it's going to benefit me here. Yes, I did that. Yes, I'm aware of the cons and the pros and the cons, but guess what? The pros outweighs the cons. Affirm your decision. Be happy with your decision. Live with your decision you made. That helps cut down on overthinking, because a lot of times we make a decision, we come ungrounded, we come uncomposed, and now we're questioning if the decision we made was good enough. And now we can't affirm our decision because we're worried we made the bad decision. We made a bad or a worse decision. So just go with it. It is what it is. Every decision has positives and negatives. Enjoy the positives. You can't move forward without looking in your rearview mirror. You cannot. So if you make a decision, quit looking back, trying to understand why you made the decision. Guess what? I'm going to make it sound easy for you. When you make a decision, you can't go back and change it. It is what it is. You can't change it. You can't go back in the past. You can't live in the past. All you can do is change your future. Make your future better. So we need to think without overthinking. So next time a decision comes up, ask yourself, what's at stake? How is it going to impact me? My lifestyle, my environment. And then once you understand and analyze that, make a decision without overthinking. But I tell you, once you find your identity, you find your self-confidence, you start to trust yourself, you start to feel good and affirm who you are, you're no longer that person you used to be. You're moving forwards and not backwards. George Eliot, AKA Mary Ann Evans. And if you don't know who it is, go do some research. It's a novelist. And she wrote a book. It's called She wrote several books. She was a novelist. But she said a quote that said that it's never too late to be what you might have been. Right? It's never too late to be what you might have been. You can always change that and go and be the person you want it to be. Don't ever think that you can't. It's never too late for you. I don't care what age you are. Celebrate that. The Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, said, the biggest risk is not taking any risk. Sometimes what's at stake is a big risk. Sometimes you gotta take a risk and see the benefits. Love the benefits. I always say this thing that I live by, it's a mantra. You got to take the bad with the good and the good with the bad. It may be all good, but some parts is all bad. And that's life. Hey, big shout out to my listeners. Thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate y'all so much. My consistent listeners, thank you for the comments on the podcast. I appreciate it. If you have not hit the subscribe button, please hit that subscribe button. That way, when a brand new episode drops, you'll be the first one to know. Leave comments on the podcast. Let me know how am I doing. Coach James, I love your podcast.
Coach James, I don't like your podcast. Brother, you got too much bass in your voice. Whatever it is, leave your comments. I want to hear them. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting yourself and someone else, please don't hesitate to call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what you're listening to, y'all. Peace!